Simon Ledbetter, you have been in the past the head of marketing for Countrywide and Knight Frank, and now you run the marketing of Keller Williams. What do you think are the fears and frustrations of UK estate agents today? Talk to me.
I got to know a lot of estate agents, and I wouldn't have said this 4.5, 5 years ago before I worked in estate agency. I really like estate agents. I've really come to understand there's some absolute stars out there.
Yeah.
There are some bad apples, and there are some very good salespeople who've risen to the top of the industry who are awful human beings. And I think that's the shame, because they're such good salespeople that have gone to the top. But I think the biggest frustration, I think, for most estate agents is they tend to know their market. And someone in a far office, off head office, is telling them what to do. And they're often treated more like cattle, disposable cattle, than they are like the salespeople who make the business all its money, that they are. And I think that's a big risk, because, you know, this is a face-to-face selling business. You need to win the trust of people in their homes and convince them to choose you over anyone else. And it's funny, you pick up an estate agent who's good, put them in any brand, and they succeed. So what's the real success factor here? Is it the estate agent, or is it the brand? I think the other side of it is, in the traditional model, is I had never realised what tiny fraction of the commission an estate agent got. I thought what I was paying was mainly going to the estate agent. I hadn't realised, and this is, I now know because I've been in the industry, I wonder how many people don't know, that a tiny percentage of that, tiny percentage compared to all other countries, commission you pay to sell your house, is going to the agent. And they can only feed themselves by going from transaction to transaction to transaction to transaction. They can't build a relationship and go, no, this is your most important asset. This is really important to you. I will now invest in the relationship. The only way you can make that work is if they get a much greater percentage of the commission, and then you're on the same team. Because if it's tiny, they have to be a volume play and just do transactions. If they're getting a much larger slice, then they're going to be much more about the relationship and you as a human being and getting you what you want. I think the other kind of things that I think people feel, they're not listened to. You know, they're the experts. They listen to people who, you know, I knew nothing about property until I came in, but I made it my mission to get to listen to every single estate agent I could and understand. I think too many people have gone into the industry and not listened to what the experts have said. And that can be incredibly demoralizing and frustrating. I think they're probably their biggest fear right now is what happens in the next few months as well. Is everyone's making hay. I hope they're saving a lot of that, because something's going to happen in the future. And this is such a cyclical market. I think a lot of people are wondering what they do next. And that's not great for morale or productivity, is that fear that the market might be heading for another difficult patch.
What would you say about their reputation?
Well, I made a habit, to much the annoyance of my corporate masters, of presenting the Ipsos Mori Veracity Index, which is a how much would you trust a certain profession to tell the truth, and the YouGov Brand Health Index. And it's fair to say that a state agency is somewhere in the bottom. Now, having been a banker and a journalist, I have been a bottom feeder my entire career. I've been right in the bottom fifth most of my life. So I feel I'm amongst friends in a state agency. But what it does tell you is, if estate agents are scored 2 to 3 out of 10, start by just trying to be a 4 or 5.
You're going to stand out like a sore thumb, aren't you? In a good way.
In a great way. You don't need to say, I mean, I would always say everyone wants to be a John Lewis of because their customer service commitment. But I think the reality is that can be the star you're shooting for. But just try to be a 4 or 5, a bit better.
Okay. Do you think it comes down to a lack of training? I always found it fascinating that if we take the corporates out, there's probably 12 or 13,000 individual estate agents in the UK offices. And I challenge anyone to name more than 10 estate agency trainers.
Yeah, I think the training is woeful. They don't invest
in
their
talent.
We used
to rely on Countrywide and the corporates to do it for us.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, they can afford the training because of their size, and they do invest in it. They've got good HR or people departments that can put proper training in. But, you know, I think in the world we're moving into, certainly for the self-employed that we've talked about on another occasion, is, you know, you want someone to really train and develop you, because it's hard out there, and often you're on your own. So you want someone who gives you the techniques that people have already done it, shown how to handle objections, shown how to win that, go with a winning mindset from the day you walk in. And there's a great phrase, was it Einstein? I won't misquote it, but the concept of standing on the shoulders of giants so you can see further. That's what good training and teaching does. But more than that, coaching and mentoring. So someone who really holds you accountable for the things you said you would do, because you can teach someone, you can't make them learn. And they need to be willing to learn what they're being taught. So.
And how do we get around this thing? We've talked about it in other videos. Do check them out, boys and girls. About this long-term versus short-term. I know this came on and talked about the relationships earlier in this conversation. But how did you learn to play the long game?
I learned at the knee of the best brand experts in the world, because I worked for some of the biggest brands previously before I entered property. And I just came to understand that to really build a long-term sustainable business that can weather any storm is make sure your brand is incredibly strong. Now, if you're a state agent...
And what do you call a brand? Is it the logo? Just the logo and the font?
Absolutely not. And the brand is so much more than a logo. It is everything about the company in terms of its why, its what, and its how it looks, absolutely, the terminology and imagery that it uses, and the typography, and the kerning of the different spaces in the fonts. But it's much more about the purpose of the organisation. That's your brand. What are we here to do? And I did a load of work on purpose in various of the brand property companies I've worked for. And I think the thing that drives a lot of estate agents is they really like people. Yeah. You know, you've got to like people to be willing to walk into someone's house who could be an awful human being and then still win them over, win their trust and sell their property. Now, you're motivated by the money, but there's lots of easier ways.
Actually, I would say most estate agents are more motivated by winning the business.
Of course, it's the win, it's not the money. But I think there's lots of ways to make money, lots of it, that aren't a estate agency.
Yes.
These are people who've chosen to go and meet lots and lots of people and win their trust.
Well, it's interesting, most people fall into estate agents, they never actually want to be. Thank you for your time today, Simon.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Brilliant.